Today, the East Bay Express is reporting that Port of Oakland workers may go on strike for the first time in 41 years. Recently, contracts between the SEIU and three other unions representing port workers expired. SEIU says port management is asking for major concessions, including an increased 5% employee contribution to pension plans and no cost of living increase in wages.
So the port is actually experiencing a good economic run right now. After the downturn of 2008-2009, revenues rebounded pretty sharply. The port has growing revenue surpluses, and most of the bond rating agencies, the business press, and other companies that are invested in or interested in the port's economic performance, they're saying that the port is going to only prosper in the future.
Darwin Bond Graham wrote the East Bay Express article, which reports that workers and port management have now reached an impasse as SEIU's members voted down the port's most recent takeaway offer. The dispute is now in mediation, one of the last stages before a possible strike.
We got here after about 1 year of negotiations between the port and its workers. The port, the management of the port and its board of directors have stuck to their demands, which are that the workers take essentially a 10% pay cut. The workers, on the other hand, do not see any justice in that proposal, given the fact that the port has experienced growing revenues over the last several years since the economic downturn in 2009.
So the port initially, after the economic downturn, saw a decrease in revenue, and then what happened?
Yeah, in 2008 and 2009, the Port of Oakland did experience a contraction. Revenues and throughput at the port, the maritime operations, dropped by single digits each year. The next year, 2010, was a very strong recovery for the port. And since then, revenues have been growing, so that in fiscal year 2010, the actual revenues for the port was $285 million. Fiscal year 2011, it was $297 million. So it's been growing. There have been pretty significant surpluses at the port since the economic downturn in 2009.
But in these negotiations, port management is saying that they can't afford these wage increases.
Yeah, they're saying that giving the workers a 5% cost of living increase would make it more expensive for them to borrow money from big banks and other underwriters who lend them the money to do capital improvements.
What kind of capital improvements do they want to make?
So the Port of Oakland is rebuilding the Army base with a huge logistics operation. They want to do improvements at the different terminals where operators like SSA and others operate the cranes and, you know, move shipments off of incoming ships. They want to deepen channels to bring in bigger ships. They want to do capital improvements at the airport so that they can compete better with SFO. There's all sorts of projects that they want to spend money on.
And so they're at an impasse right now. You say there's potentially a 50-50% chance of a strike. The last strike at the port was in 1971 over the changing container technology, I believe. And that strike lasted, that was the ILWU, the Longshoremen's Union. That lasted for 100 days.
Yeah, 100 days would be a very significant blow to the port's operations. Even shutting the port down for one day, you're talking about the loss of millions of dollars in revenues due to shipments and so forth. The other thing there is that that previous strike was the maritime operations. The ILWU union is only involved in the maritime operations of the Port of Oakland. People need to remember that the Port of Oakland is actually a big maritime facility and also an airport that not only flies passenger services, but also is a major like freight air freight terminal facility. So shutting down both the airport and the maritime operations would be a really big deal, even if it was only for a few days. We're talking many millions of dollars in revenues lost.
In revenues lost, and what other effects would people who live in the Bay Area feel?
If the four unions that are in negotiations right now went on strike, it's very likely that the airport would shut down, if not be very significantly disrupted. And there are a lot of businesses in the Bay Area that do business through the Port of Oakland, through the maritime terminals and so forth. And they would have to reroute shipping through Long Beach or through Seattle or some other port.
How many workers are we talking about? Who works at the port? And what are their average salaries?
I know it's at least in the hundreds, the several hundreds. So we're talking hundreds of workers who do very critical jobs for the port. The other thing is that in the last 3-4 years, they've actually laid off, and through attrition, laid off quite a few workers at the port, so that the workers there are actually doing more labor now than they previously have done. So it's a bit harder on them. The salaries that they make, you know, range from $50,000 to maybe $100,000. These are working class jobs. They make about $50,000 to $100,000. I believe the president of the SEIU 10-to-1 port chapter, he makes in the $70,000 range of money. They're not highly compensated jobs for the most part.